Good morning, y'all. It is I, the great one himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. Yeah. Almost awake. I have coffee in the hand right now. Okay, some quick updates. This week we had a couple of repeats. Been crazy, mad, busy. Doing that. You know, creating value for other things, shit, where I actually get paid instead of just voting Democrat every 2 years, getting a welfare check. Which, you know, I guess that's gotta be a good gig. I just don't want it. But God, can you imagine just money shows up every month. And all you have to do is, every 2 years, go out and vote Democrat. That seems like kind of a good job, actually. Alright, anyway, what's coming up? So I'm finishing up the, as talked recently, about the videos, about the fuck? Did I just clean the fucking cobwebs up here? God damn it. House cleaning, it's never done. Especially at my place, because I never clean house. It's what women are for. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, God, I thought it was a giant spider. Alright, anyway, hi, what's up, y'all? Okay, I'm finishing up the videos about the homosexuals. Also, I came up with a word for statist homosexuals. I stole it. So I'm watching these videos, the ones I told you about, that I've been telling you about, you know, where the guy goes undercover and talks to the homosexuals in the bar, and they're talking about having sex with 12-year-old boys. I also noticed his video about homosexuals saying they didn't believe people were born homosexual. I noticed that video is no longer on YouTube. So speaking of YouTube censorship, that video is no longer on YouTube. This is why I always download YouTube videos to my hard drive, because there's been quite a few videos I've stumbled across on YouTube and then went back to find them, to link to them or something, and they're gone. So anyhow, I have all of these videos on a DVD so that I can watch them. And speaking of YouTube censorship, a little while back, Aaron Clary posted that he got another flag on his video about inferior and superior people. And this, of course, reminded me of the fact that there's the question in my mind of, how in the hell is my YouTube channel still active? Because with all the social justice warriors on Facebook, why are my videos not getting flagged? And of course, part of it is because not that many people watch my videos, which is fine. I don't give a shit because I'm not a woman. Oh, fuck, that's what I was going to add to the list. All right, hang on. So I'm working on the list of... So let's go on another tangent. I'm working on the list of CLSology so that I can write down what we will essentially call the laws of CLSology. And last night I thought of something that needed to be on there. And then, of course, I forgot what it was. And now I just remembered what it was. And every ink pen I have takes two hands to operate. Unlike my dick, only takes one hand to operate. Let's see, women... Yes, yeah. Alright, I wrote down a note. Maybe I'll remember what the fuck that means. I'll have to... Alright, anyway. CLSology is coming. So anyhow, Aaron, I'm going, why in the fuck hasn't my channel been flagged yet? Other than, of course, nobody goes there. So then I logged into my YouTube channel. Guess what? No, that's wrong, but close. As I have mentioned in a couple of episodes, David Gilmour has a new album coming out. You're saying, great one. Is this another tangent? Well, no, just bear with me. David Gilmour has a new album coming out. And, of course, if you're a long-time listener, or even maybe a short-time listener, You know that the theme song for Stating the Obvious podcast, the sister podcast to Anarchy Moment, is You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour off of his 1984 album About Face. Well, guess what? All of my Stating the Obvious videos have suddenly been blocked from viewing in the United States of America because of the presence of David Gilmour's music. Now, of course, this is should not be a surprise, because with him having a new album coming out, the corporation that owns his music, I feel sorry for musicians who like sign contracts, because in case you didn't know this, musicians do not own their music. The recording company owns their music, technically speaking. So anyhow, so this is not a surprise to me, because with his new album coming out, the corporation that owns his music is, of course, increasing their scouring of something like YouTube in order to find people using his music or leaking the new album or posting the new album online, so forth and so on. Because, of course, my Stating the Obvious videos with David Gilmour's music have been online for, I mean, I don't even know how many years ago I started the YouTube channel. But it's been years. The point is, though, and I know I say censorship, I don't really want to call this censorship, because here's point number one. Point number one is, I've known this was coming. From the first day I put a Stating the Obvious video, this is just one more illustration of the difference between you and me is intelligence. If you're a statist, you're a fucking idiot. And I'm explaining to you why I, as an anarcho-capitalist, are smarter than you are. I knew this was going to happen from day one. I've always been anticipating that at some point my videos would be blocked or taken down or whatever because of Gilmour's music. And a couple of times in the past, I've even thought about changing the theme music. And if you're a longtime listener, you've heard me talk about this. I've thought about changing the theme music to prevent this from happening. But the thing is, I'm just not going to live my life to appease the corporations. And that's one of the differences between us as anarcho-capitalist and the 99% as statist. You know, it's just like I've talked about this before. When Google says, well, if you want to be high in the Google search rankings, you have to do this, this, and this on your website. Well, Google is telling you how to run your website. And you're doing what Google wants you to do. You're changing your website to appease the corporation. And it's pathetic. Like when Google came out and said, well, we're going to put more emphasis on numbered list. I know people I know who are writing blogs are like, oh, I've got to start writing more blog posts with numbered list in them. And I'm just thinking, you are a fucking loser. You're just a fucking loser. Just, you know, when you're formatting your creative output in such a way as to appease a corporation, that's pretty much the definition of a fucking loser. Now, if you're formatting your creative output, if I can learn to fucking talk, if you are formatting your creative output to appease your audience and to appease the people who buy your artwork and appreciate your artwork, or I mean when artwork I'm including like writing, whatever, any kind of creative endeavor you do. When you formulate your creativity to appease the people who support and purchase it, that's giving the customer what they want. But when you're formatting your creative output to appease Google or YouTube, that's just doing, God, that is dirty. I gotta clean that. That is just doing what the corporations want you to do. That is, and you can argue with me all day, and you're wrong. You're living the way the corporations want you to live. I'm just not gonna do it. And I'm fine with them fucking. You may or may not be able to get around that using Tor, because as long as you use Tor, and it thinks you're in a different country, because they're only blocked in the United States. So anyhow, I mean, that is what it is. YouTube. I've known this. And this, again, goes back to, I've talked about this before. This is why I do not invest very much in social media. And by invest, I mean not just money, I mean time. and why I recommend you don't, you know, get your website. Return of Kings had a big DD denial of services attack for days there. Now every time you go to Return of Kings or Roosh's site, it has to check you to make sure you're not, you know, DOSing it. And again, you know, their social media could be, God, I don't even know if their Facebook is still around or whatever. But the point is, people, don't invest huge amounts of your life in social media because you don't have control over it. YouTube can do stuff. And now this is the other point, because some people would say, ooh, it's censorship. Well, not really. And I've talked about this before, but it's YouTube's fucking servers. It's YouTube's service. You know, I mean, if YouTube wants to take your fucking videos down, as much as it's tempting to or block them because of music or whatever, you know, as much as it's tempting to scream censorship, the actual truth is you are in YouTube's house. It's like, well, you come to my house, I'm going to tell you, you have to take your shoes off to come inside. If you don't want to take your shoes off, then you can fucking leave. But the rule is, when you're in my house, you take your fucking shoes off. You play by my rules or you leave. YouTube, it's their servers. It's their system. You have to play by their rules or you have to leave. And you can argue and you can be a fucking victim and whine and all, but it's not worth it. And ultimately, again, it is theirs. That's why get your own fucking website and put your shit on your own website. So if you're wondering where Stating the Obvious videos went, if you're listening to this on YouTube, that's where they went. And if you want to hear Stating the Obvious, just wean yourself from the censorship of YouTube. Go to my website, cynlibsoc.com. Okay. All the fucking podcasts are there. You want them to automatically come to you. Get an RSS reader for podcast. I recommend G Podder. G-P-O-D-D-E-R. It's free. It installs on your computer. It doesn't go through Google or anything like that. Nobody's fucking spying on you. You're not dependent. I love people who have fucking online RSS readers. Right, because like so YouTube is censoring shit, but your RSS reader online from Google, like they're not going to censor shit also. Okay, get the software, put it on your fucking computer. Anyway, you can use Google to search for G Podder. And install G Podder. It runs on Linux, runs on Windows. I'm pretty sure there's a Mac version also. Just download the podcast, listen to them. So anyhow, the video, the homosexual video, in which homosexuals are admitting they don't think they were born gay, that they think it's a choice, and that they're that way because they were molested as children, I discovered that video had been taken down. But I have it available. I may even put it on my website so that people can see it if they want to. Anyway, I'm finishing up those videos, and so I'm going to have some commentary on that in the near future. And also, as I was now to come back to where I started, I came up with a word for statist homosexuals, and I'm actually stealing it from the guy who made these videos. And the guy who made these videos, he is a Christian. He is a right-winger. He is opposed to homosexuality because, of course, it is against God and the Bible and all this other shit. And this will be another opportunity for me to illustrate how stupid you people are because, you know, some of the things, I mean, the things he's saying about homosexuals in the sense of them being pedophiles and molested as children and stuff is right. But a lot of the stuff he also says is wrong because he comes at things from the perspective of, well, the Bible says this and all this other crap. And I'll go into more depth of this. Anyway, another video of his, it's almost an hour long, and it's him doing a presentation on the history of homosexuality and the homosexual movement and all this other stuff. I'm watching it. I'm doing this thing called verifying, because in this he mentions some articles and publications and books that he takes quotes from in which homosexuals admit that there is no such thing as being born gay, which I agree with, and that their agenda is to marginalize heterosexuals and use heterosexuals, you know, essentially to dupe heterosexuals into believing their shit. And also, so anyhow, before I go too much into all that, I want to see how much of that I can actually verify for myself. During the course of his presentation, he referred to them as homo fascist. And a little light in my brain went off, and I said, that is it. From henceforward, and as sad as I am that I can't figure out how to combine the word statist and faggot, because I love the word faggot, because I know how many of you are offended by that, and that's the point of this podcast, is to offend statist, and to entertain me. And of course, offending statist is what entertains me. From henceforward, just as we have femistatist, and we have women to differentiate statist women from normal women, and just as we have statheist and atheist to differentiate statist atheist from normal atheist, and yes, I know normal is offensive, but there is such a thing as normal. Henceforward, we will have homosexuals who are normal homosexuals and who are a minority, I assure you, and then we will have statist homosexuals, otherwise known as homo statist. I like homo statist. It rolls off the tongue. Kind of like my cum rolled off your mom's tongue last night. Homo statist. Yes, that is the new Cynical Libertarian Society word for homosexuals who are statist fuckers, which is by far most of them. I mean, if there's, yeah, I mean, anarcho-capitalist homosexuals. And, you know, this is one of the things, homostatist are attempting to infiltrate the anarcho-capitalist circles because I think they see, again, like many people look at, and I include in this many people in the anarcho-capitalist sphere, look at the non-aggression principle and somehow or another in their brains translate this into anything goes. And so the homostatists who enjoy fucking small children see this group of people in which it appears that anything goes, and they're going to start flocking towards the anarcho-capitalist circles because they think that this is going to be a safe place for them to have sex with 12-year-olds. And I just want anyone out there listening to this, if you fuck small children, I just want you to know that my anarcho-capitalist sphere is not a safe place for you to fuck small children. Because in my anarcho-capitalist sphere, you get shot for that. You don't get celebrated. You don't get a fucking gay pride flag. You don't have a parade. If I catch you, you're like a 45-year-old guy and I catch you sticking your dick inside the ass of a 12-year-old, I would just shoot you. That's what would happen in my world, okay? So libertarian paradise, you get shot, okay? It's not this fucking free-for-all where you just get to fuck all the small children you want to. That world is actually the world we live in right now. So anyhow, once I'm finished digesting these videos and trying to do some research, well, not trying to do research. There's no try, there's no do or do not. Doing some research to find out how many of these guys' sources I can verify. I'm not going to try to verify everything, but I want to try to verify some of the stuff he's talking about, because anybody can make a YouTube video and just make shit up. That's coming. CLSology is coming. What else do I need to talk about? Idiots. You know, the idiots. Oh my God, the idiots that I work with. I told you the stories a couple of episodes ago. God damn. They're just not any smarter. Okay, so the one guy, the workhorse guy, he's not with us anymore. We got rid of him, finally, thank God. I'm not in charge of hiring and firing, otherwise he'd have been gone a long time ago. It always takes me a while to convince the person in charge of hiring and firing that people need to go away. We finally got rid of him. So we got a roll-off dumpster. If you don't know what a roll-off dumpster is, it's bigger than a trash dumpster, but it's smaller than the ones you see, the giant ones on construction sites, right? So it's like 4 feet tall, maybe 5 feet tall. 10, 12 yards long, 3 yards wide, maybe. Roll-off dumpster goes on the back of the truck. You fill it with trash. They pick it up on the back truck. Take it away. All right. I don't need to explain what a roll-off dumpster is anymore. Although you might want to do a Google search, if it's not censored, and look at pictures of roll-off dumpsters. So we got all these pieces of concrete need to be thrown in the dumpster. And I said, all right, put concrete into the dumpster. The ones you can pick up by yourself, put them in there. The ones that are too heavy, wait till the other people show up. We'll get more people on it. And this guy, he's all muscles. He thinks he's badass. He thinks he's, you know, he's typical millennial. He knows everything. He can do everything. He works hard, yada, yada, yada. So I tell him to do this. I walk away. I'm doing my stuff. Some more people show up. I take them back there. All right, we're going to throw this stuff away. And Workhorse has been taking the concrete. This guy's a millennial. He's the smartest generation ever. He has a cell phone. He has a smartphone. He's going to save the world. He's going to change the world. Smartest generation ever. He's been taking the blocks of concrete and picking them up and carrying them to the roll-off and lifting them up and throwing them over the side. And the other guy, who is not a millennial, he's older, he looks at the roll-off and he says, isn't that a door? And I looked at the roll-off and I said, well, let's see. There's hinges over there. I see two hinges on that side. And on this side, I see a latch. Now, usually, between hinges and a latch, usually there's a thing called a door. I said, yes, that is a door. And then so the older guy says, well, why is he picking up the concrete and throwing it over the side? And I said, well, probably because he's stupid. Oh, because he's a millennial. Because he's the smartest generation ever. Actually, I only actually said the stupid part. The other part was in my brain. And the millennial, the smartest generation ever, got pissed off because I didn't tell him there was a door. The door was actually facing the concrete. When you're standing at the concrete blocks and you look at the roll-off, the door is right there. There's two hinges on one side. There's a latch on the other side. The door, it's right there. This is the smartest generation ever.